When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Serious alien abductees or those who claim to have seen a UFO alien phenomena. What is your story? Incredibly spooked out and unexplainable. Went on vacation with entire extended family, cousins, uncles, etc. to visit an area in Quebec we were all originated from. All the brothers moved to Ontario in the early 80s. We get there all safe and sound, and the next morning, what was expected to be a vacation turned into a funeral. My godfather, in his early 40s, died in his sleep overnight. His death left us all with an incredibly sad imprint. So maybe what happened next was the cause. After I found out, I was about 8 at the time. I ran outside without my shoes and just kept running. We were in a small town, no more than 600 population, so I knew I would not get lost. Except that this town was an old mining town in the middle out a rather large wooded area. I ran into the woods and came across a cleared out section of land just before getting to an area zoned off as an open pit access to the gold mines underneath. I heard my cousins and my sister looking for me, so I hid beyond the no entry sign in French, obviously, and found a small crevasse that looked over the pit. I stayed there until I could not hear my family looking for me and just sat staring into this hole. That is when I saw something move along the outer edge. I did say about 500 meters away the hole was big, but nowhere near what some open pits can be. It looked like a man, some sort of long humanoid thing clinging to the rocks. It was agile and kept making small leaps from side to side, climbing upwards. I got up to get a better view, but at that distance it was still pretty hard to see. I saw long blackish hair that went down the back, but almost perm-like, like thick. I stared at it for a while, and as it slowly got to the top, it turned around. It looked towards me but not at me, until it finally stared straight at me. It had noticed me and immediately stopped moving. This went on for about 5-10 seconds, and then continues to climb to the edge. It got up to the top and then hunched over in my direction and seemed to sniff the air. My cousins had somehow found me and were coming up but did not say anything, so I did not hear them. Hugo, my oldest cousin there, then scares the shit out of me being so quiet, stands beside me and says in French, "Wait, you see it too?" About 1 second later, this thing just bolts upright, jumps towards the tree line and starts to climb the first large tree in sight. I peed myself then, and I felt this awful crunch in my stomach. I had temporarily forgotten my uncle's death, but it came creeping back and filled me with that sorrow. I asked Hugo about it after we got back home, after being berated by my mother for running off and for good reason. He admitted that he thought he had been going crazy. He sat near where the creature came crawling up once with a friend. His friend had gone to take a piss when he had seen it coming up about 20 feet away. In the middle of the night, he said he had told the local police, who were actually rural police, like two police officers for a 100 sq kilometer region, and they did not have the time or resources to investigate since no crime had been committed. 2 days later, during the funeral procession, I stared into the woods by the cemetery, struck by grief, and I swear the creature was looking at us from the treetops. Hugo saw me glaring and looked too. The fear on his face told me I was not the only one. Hugo died in a car crash years later with his wife and child, but their child survived. She has autism and borders on the savant scale. I had never met her as a baby, and I had not seen Hugo after the funeral. Our family kind of broke ties after the untimely death, and as we were distant, I never made it to his and his wife's funeral. I met their daughter for the first time 2 years ago, so about 29 years later, and she has done great in terms of her illness. I had forgotten about the creature for years. One of those must have been hallucinating all this time. After the weird, I do not know my own family moments had passed. She brought me to her bedroom she had when she was growing up with my uncle, who had taken her under him after Hugo's death. She had several pictures stacked, and they were beautiful, all beautifully drawn. Normally forests, trees, boulders, but very beautiful and almost photorealistic hard pencil. That is when I saw it, a picture of a little boy sitting by the edge of a large hole. It could have been a mining pit, but I never asked. There was another boy beside the first one, both staring. On the outer ledge of the hole was a weird stick figure-ish creature and what looked like a ducking perm. She wrote in small letters in the bottom right of the page, Hugo et son cousin, et elodera translated, Hugo and his cousin, and the other. I noped out of there, told her that she had beautiful art and she replied with, are you the cousin? There is no way she saw me looking at that specific picture. She had walked out of the room when I was looking at the stack of art. To this day, since meeting her for the first and last time, I always beat myself up about not talking with her about it. She has sadly not been doing well for a couple years now. The last I heard, she was often incoherent and delusional. When I asked my uncle about anything odd in their area, all he could say was, I have been an EMT and volunteer fireman for 30 years, so odd comes with the job. Asked him about, well, it, to which he replied with, oh, Hugo used to talk about that. Did he tell you about it once or something? Did not have the heart to tell him my story. Hugo's death was a big hit on the family. Again, not really a UFO alien, but I am 30.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
7 years old, and I still do not know what we saw, and I cannot explain how this girl, whose dad and mom died when she was a toddler, could reproduce an almost 1-1 accurate drawing of what we saw that day. DLDR, I saw a creature come out of an open mine pit. Cousin saw it too. Cousin dies in horrific car crash. Autistic toddler survives. Eventually draws us seeing the creature in a hole. Freaked the F out. Thanks Reddit for bringing back this memory. I hope this is not too late. I do not know if it's alien or demon or something else, but I need some kind of context. Story: one of my buddies Jonathan was out with his friend and two girls he knew at a nearby walkway along a creek on a Valentine's Day 2-3 years ago. The girls ran ahead and turned their backs at the right moment, and then Jonathan saw this towering woman at 7-8 feet with an old-looking face and her arms disfigured. It was as if she had an extra joint between her elbow and wrist. As soon as Jonathan pointed her out, she let out this ear-piercing scream and started chasing after everyone. When he told me and everyone else the story, we instantly went out hunting for her. This was springtime, a few months after the actual event. No one saw what he described, but we all did see a shadowy figure just standing in a body of water. Three people went in closer to investigate, but I bitched out, of course, all while staring into this thing. I look away to try and move further away from the water, and all of a sudden it is gone. Since then, other people I know have piped up about seeing a lady of the same description follow people in the creek path at night. One of my friends was stalked by her a few times, saying that the lady followed her and kept screaming. The more we asked about her, the more people talked. Then suddenly it all stopped. It has been forever since the last sighting. It was a strange time, and it definitely brought out ambition and adventure, but we could have been playing with something way more real than we ever thought possible. Any thoughts? Advice, please. I cannot wrap my head around this even today. It is so impossible, but it clearly is not. This will probably get buried. I have had many experiences with aliens and UFOs, so this may take a while to read, but hear it with me. My parents told me this story many times and they swear by it. Back in the 90s, they had come up to Shenandoah National Park for their honeymoon, the place they both love to go, and we still go there to this day. Anyways, they stopped at an overlook and sat on the front of my father's old Jeep to watch the stars. After a while, my father had to get up, go take a piss, and we will. He is in the forest, so he walks over to a tree and takes a leak, then heads back to the car. At the time, about 1-2 a.m., they began getting tired as they were hiking all day and doing normal camping stuff. So they decided to start heading back. Before they got in the car, they saw a light, a really, really bright white. floating in the forest, so they just watched it. It shot from tree to tree, then to a tree in the center median by the overlook, and snapped around in there, then shot off into the forest, again bouncing from tree to tree faster than anything they have ever seen. To this day, they swear by it, and we have began calling it the tree hopper. Whenever we go to the overlook, we get a feeling like we are being watched, and we get chills down our backs. We saw the same thing a few years ago, this time in BJG Meadows, about 3 a.m. on a night hike, walking down through meadow on the stone drive, hopping around the trees, then disappearing, only to be seen again as we were driving away in a small cluster of trees. Have not seen it since. Another time, a more personal one. I was in the car with my brother, and we were on our way to the store and random errands. Now, at this time I was young, about 13, so I just looked out the windows and watched the trees go by. I looked up into the sky looking at the clouds when I saw a very fast gray ball shoot off in the distance, then dead stop and turn back and repeat that before slowing down to a stop. After a moment, what looked to be two military fighter jets flew out from behind a cloud, and this thing shot off like a bullet, and they tried to follow it. I watched as long as I could, only for a few moments, and my brother and I were freaking out over it. To this day we still talk about it. My story is not as action-packed as some, but here goes. About 10 years ago, middle of summer at my grandparents' place, myself and four of relatives were sitting around by the pool at about 8 p.m. There was a blackout in the suburb at the time, so there was bugger all light coming from anywhere, and we had been using the pool to cool off in the absence of air conditioning. Because there was very little ambient light, we had a much better view of the sky than usual. So we were all looking up at the stars, trying to spot constellations, etc., etc. At first I saw what I thought was a comet or a satellite or something similar. It looked like a dim star moving across the sky fairly quickly. It looked like it was going from east to west, and we watched it for a few minutes as it made its way across the sky. But when it was almost directly above us, it came to a complete stop. I do not just mean it slowed down, I mean it stopped completely. It just sat there for another couple of minutes and then started moving again. But this time it started heading north. Then after 10 seconds or so it stopped, changed directions again, and continued moving for another 10 seconds. It kept this up for about 5 minutes, constantly changing direction and stopping. Each time it took off again, it did not seem to accelerate at all. It just took off at full speed and then stopped immediately. After making a final change in direction, it stopped once again and then just vanished. It was as if someone had just flicked a light switch. To this day I have no reasonable explanation for this. I have tried to justify what I saw a few different ways, but I still cannot come up with anything. I had some strange things happen in my life. I will post a few that are close to maybe being UFOs, but truth be told, I do not know what they are. One, when I was about 19 years old, I was living in Salonika, Greece. I lived on a 4RTH floor apartment facing the sea. One night as I was in the bedroom watching a movie on the TV with my then girlfriend, a really powerful light shines through the window shutters. It was like a massive floodlight, really powerful. We had to put our hands in front of our faces, that bright. The light seemed like it was just outside the window. Not too far though, I knew there could be nothing there to do this. Also, we were on the 4RTH floor. The light moves slowly away from us, now shining on the floor, stops, then resumes back towards us. It shines us for a second time and then suddenly goes off without warning. We were both spooked and did not open the shutters to look outside. Two, I was about 25 year old now, studying and living in Stafford, UK. It was the weekend, I think Saturday, around 9 or 10 a.m. in the morning. I was still half asleep. My then girlfriend was doing something in the house in another room. Suddenly I felt strange, like a feeling of being watched. Something was bothering me from sleeping. So I opened my eyes, still in my bed. Through the window I could see something I can only describe as some kind of hole in the sky. It was pure black and it seemed like a vortex slowly rotating. But it was pure black, had no texture or anything. I could not believe what I was seeing. I wanted to call my girlfriend so she sees it too, but I had the feeling that if I move or shout, the thing will go away. So I stayed there for a good 5 minutes, not believing my own eyes, while the thing stayed still in the sky rotating. Then I moved fast. I sprung up and called my girlfriend to come here quickly. As soon as I did this, the object started to move away. It went through some clouds. I could not see it for a moment, but when it cleared the cloud I could see it again. By the time my girlfriend came to the room, the object was only a moving dot in the sky. She asked me if it is an airplane. I say it is no airplane. 3. When I was 26-27, I get a worrying call from my parents in Greece. I was living in the UK, that my dad is not feeling very well. I asked him what is wrong and he says he needs to go to the doctor to check his eyes. He was seeing random flashes of light, as if someone is taking a picture with a camera. I asked him how often this happens and for how long. He says about a week or so, once or twice a day or night. I asked if it happened during the day too. He says yes. He says it happens inside their house too. Had not happened to my mom though. I was worried but told him not to worry. Go see the doctor, see what happens. Then several days later he calls me back happy this time to tell me it stopped. He said it stopped the day we talked on the phone. I say it is good news but he still needs to go see a doctor. He tells me he went to see one but could not find anything wrong. So all is good. Next day I went home from work. As soon as I get in go up the stairs and into the living room. I see a flash of light, exactly like my dad described. This time this thing is on me. Lasted a couple of days then it stopped. Did not tell my parents. Did not want to worry them. Some years ago my brother came up to my room and told me I have to see this. He ran outside in front of our house and I followed. Then he pointed at it. It is weird every time I think about this because it is so unreal. There was a giant mothership looking like object slowly flying in the sky, looking like straight out of a movie. It was huge. It then went behind trees and we could not see it anymore. What makes it feel even weirder is that I do not really remember my emotions when I saw that thing, and I cannot remember any details or stuff. But from time to time I ask my brother if he remembers it too, and he does. I do not even know. In 2006, 2007 time frame, I had a meeting at an organization located at Fort Lee, VA, which is a military base. After my meeting, I was walking in the parking lot with a colleague and saw a pyramid-shaped object stationary in the sky. It had two shades of gray and appeared metallic. It reminded me of looking at the moon during the day when it is close to the horizon and appears larger than normal. It gave the impression of being far off and large, and I remember asking my colleague if he thought it was a satellite or something. He said he did not know. Nothing else really to the story except a few other witnesses were in the parking lot looking too. I have had some UFOs captured on video from my backyard, but they are just simple lights in the sky type of deal. However, since I live under a north-south flight path from BWI Airport, I can distinguish what I saw from conventional aircraft. About 6 years ago, I moved to an area of the United States that I, several years later, found out was famous for UFO sightings. Previously, I had lived in a major metropolitan area with a lot of light pollution, and I was really interested in astronomy, so I was thrilled to find out that I could stargaze from my backyard and often would do that for around an hour a night. As time wore on, however, I started to notice that some of the stars seemed to be changing colors. I was aware of this as an actual phenomenon. The light of the star gets distorted as it comes through Earth's atmosphere, which leads to it twinkling and appearing to vary in color and intensity, but a few stars in particular seemed to be changing color at more regular intervals and continued to do so even though they were pretty high in the sky. Normally the twinkling diminishes once the star has risen a sufficient amount above the horizon. I was not very into UFOs or conspiracy theories at that time, but I thought they were pretty weird, so I kept watching them. This went on for around 3 or 4 months without much incident. I did look up, they did be there. I did think they were a bit strange. Watch some more stars, and go inside. It must have been September or November because I remember that it was cold and it had gotten dark fairly early. I wanted to get out of the house for a bit and my dog had been let out but not walked. So I decided to take her for a short walk now. This was a walk we had done dozens of times, and it always took around 10 minutes. The walk was short, uneventful aside from accidentally dropping my dog's lead, and we went right back inside. This memory I now recognize as some sort of weird screen memory, because when I really go through it in my mind I have a very distinct memory of looking up and seeing a very bright light. But it seems strange and disconnected from everything around it. The only way I can describe it is that I know it happened then, but it is different. Anyway, the trip took 20 minutes. I do not consciously remember halting for more than 30 seconds to get my dog, so I have no idea why it took double the time it normally did. Around that time, I started getting nosebleeds, lots of nosebleeds, which was pretty rare for me. I do not think I did gotten one in years before this, but suddenly I would wake up with them nearly every night, or I did wake up in the morning with blood on my pillow. I started getting them during the day, too. I remember one specific time when I had to start one of my midterms 3 times because I got a nosebleed and bled on the scranton, ruining it, twice. I also started waking up with this strange, intense pain in one or both of my ears which I could never figure out. I mentioned it to doctors, but they could never give me a reason it might be happening. There were marks on the insides of my arms and unexplained bruises, and I started having a lot of trouble sleeping. This went on for around 6 months, I want to say, steadily decreasing until I no longer got nosebleeds and there were no more marks on me. The ear pain persisted for much longer when everything first started. It would happen nearly every night. I did safely estimate 5 or 6 times a week. This decreased to once weekly, then once or twice monthly, then even less. But it still persisted for 6 years. This past November, however, the ear pain returned. Again, I started getting it 2-3 times a week. Again I started getting nosebleeds, and again I had unexplained bruises and sleeping disturbances up to 6 times a night. I've been having sinus issues, and I found what I think might be a scoop mark on my thigh. Again, I started turning my attention to the sky and seeing unusual things. So, I am not saying it was aliens, but there were some other very strange things that happened. but this post would be a novella by the time I was done typing them all up, so I think I shall end here for now. I have no big story and I am more than a few days late, but here goes. I was introduced to UFO hunting by one of my grandmothers, who got my mom and I into it. She introduced us to Art Bell and Coast to Coast, who my mom hated, but I adored and picked up on my shortwave anytime I could. I still pick up it in midnight in the desert when I can.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
One of my more memorable experiences was chasing a UFO. The night started off normal. Young teenage me did not want to get a shower. Mom wanted me to get a shower. A lot of PA arguing from other rooms, you know. So I finally get in the shower. Mom yells at me. I am thinking she is telling me to get in the shower. I yell back that I am in it. Really rather annoyed. When she basically stands outside our bathroom and tells me to get dressed if I wanted to see a UFO, I bolted out of there, got dressed, and my mom s on the house phone with grandma. Mid-90s, so we had one cell phone. But it was not used that often, and tended to have limited minutes. My mom, sibling and I pack into our car and follow this strange, bright white light through the desert and up to our grandma's house. We pile out, grandma's watching outside, and we all stand in the yard, watching this one light move towards the eastern sky. As we were watching, a few more lights appeared above the eastern horizon. They all seemed to dance in place, up and down, movement no aircraft could produce. A few minutes pass, and my sibling and I hear what sounds like an electric guitar scale come from my grandparents' cable box, not the TV itself, but above it. And they had no other speakers, so we go inside to check it out. Nothing interesting. Mom and grandma follow us inside and wonder why we dashed. Then we told them about the scale, discovered my sibling and I had heard it on and off key, walked outside, and the lights were all gone. Every single one of them. I know my earlier description sounds like it is nothing unusual, but it was. I live with a small, used to be commercial airport in the same area the lights were. I know the approach path of planes from observing them. I could tell you that what I saw was not a plane, and we still glimpse odd UFOs every once in a while. Nothing big, just nothing I can really identify. That was my most exciting experience, though, and hope you all enjoyed it. So, here's what happened. I would love your feedback and opinions. I had just turned off the TV and got out of bed where my fiancé already asleep. I walked into the bathroom and before taking a pee I looked out the window and at all the stars as I always do. There was a flash of light that seemed to hit me directly in the eyes and quickly move closer. The next thing I know, I am in the air and turning upside down. So now my feet are at the ceiling but not touching it and I am suspended in the air. I am moved over into the bathtub and gently laid down in the tub. The next thing I know I am waking up in my bed, which I would guess is just minutes later. I feel really weird. I cannot really describe how I felt. I look out the window and try to figure out what happened. I am still confused. Now something to note about myself is I do not sleepwalk. I have never fallen asleep easily, so I do not think I fell asleep in the bathroom and walked back to bed. It did not and does not feel like a dream. I've never experienced anything like it in my life and I cannot make sense of it. I feel like I am missing time. Has anyone ever experienced this? I had one UFO experience that was quite trippy. At like 4 a.m. I got up to pee, looked out my bathroom window and saw a huge ball of light sort of hovering around the sky really bizarrely. No blinking lights, no wings, etc. I ran to my room and woke up my GF at the time. We came back to the bathroom. Now there was two lights, and they were hovering towards each other from across the sky. When they got close enough to where it seemed like they were going to collide with each other, we ran away screaming back to the room. A few minutes later I came back to look and there was nothing in the sky at all. Mine was more strange than anything. We were driving down to Ensenada from Tijuana. There is a scenic overview rest stop. We stopped and it was around 8 p.m. I stepped into the bathroom. After finishing, I notice my girlfriend and her friend are at the overview. I walk over and I start to see what they see. There was an object with a bright orange light. The light somewhat reflected off the object that showed the general outline of it. At this point, I take out my cell phone to get video. I record about 1-2 minutes of this object submerge and then breach the water. I got a little freaked out and said something along the lines of, "Looks cool, but we are gonna be late. We'll leave," and that is it for the conversation over that. The next day, I review what I recorded on my cell phone, and all it shows is a black screen with an orange sphere there. Fast forward about 6-7 months. Once again, relaxing on the beach of Rosarito, smoking hookah, and my girlfriend points out some white orbs. I dismiss it as lights of fishing boats. Then we notice the number of lights changes from 3 to 7-ish. Once again, I tell her the boat ship probably turned, and now we are seeing all the lights on it. While originally they may have lined up from our point of view, as she is buying into what I am saying, the lights shoot off one by one into the sky and seem to reposition themselves. All I hear is, "Boats do not fly, yam bandit raccoon." Explain that. I had no response. We watched these objects for 20-30 minutes, moving, hiding and returning. If it was an optical illusion, I am all ears to understand what I saw. A similar incident happened to me. Me and a couple friends went out into the boonies to start gaze during a meteor shower event. We wanted to leave by a certain time. Before we got out of the car, I looked at the car's clock and saw it was 11:43 p.m. At the time, I set the timer on my phone for 1 hour, aka 60 minutes, so we can leave before 1 a.m. and meet up with some other friends. We then hiked to the spot and watched some shooting stars. During that time, I saw one object in particular that was strange. Instead of streaking across the sky, it made a short bright dash in almost perpendicular direction to all of the other shooting stars. My two friends did not seem to notice it except me. After the timer went off, we gave it another couple minutes to enjoy and then hiked back to the car. The hike back was about 5 minutes or so. When we got back to the car, I looked again at the car's clock after entering and sitting down and noticed the time was 1:07 a.m. I thought it was very strange because we planned the timing so we would be out of there well before 1 a.m. I mentioned the discrepancy to my two friends, but they shrugged it and saying human memory is not reliable and is flawed, or maybe that a fat fingering the phone timer. Till this day, I swear that I did nothing wrong and that the chronology of time was off. I was at a birthday party for a friend of mine when I saw what I believe to be a UFO. She lives way out in the country, so anything to appear in the night sky is highly visible, as light pollution is lower out there. Anyway, me and some other people were sitting around the bonfire when I noticed three lights hovering in the sky to the west. They were oriented in a horizontal fashion and would turn off from left to right and then come back on, starting with the rightmost light. This went on for about an hour, then it disappeared. Later, once I got home, I told my parents about what I did seen. My parents are EMTs, and they told me they did heard someone report a UFO over the scanner earlier that night. Pretty dark and creepy. Around 11 p.m. in middle of nowhere, North Carolina, driving home from the local grocery store with a few cars ahead of me. After making a turn, I notice a large, bright light pretty high up in the sky, not moving, not blinking, nothing. After driving and looking at it for about 10 seconds, it dropped, suddenly, and very fast, out of the sky beyond the horizon. At first I thought it may have been glare on my windshield, that is, until the couple of cars in front of me hit their brakes and almost stopped. They saw it, too. At the same time as this, my radio instantly goes to straight static, even though it was tuned to my regular radio station, which comes in crystal clear at any other time. All the time, no station would come in and the static stayed exactly the same no matter what stations we are being scanned through. The next morning, it was working fine without me messing with it at all. I am sure there is some explanation, but it was pretty damn creepy at the time and definitely left me thinking while trying to sleep that night. Where in North Carolina, I recall a story told by my great aunt where something similar happened to her, except the light actually hit the hood of her car and then flew off. This would have happened in the northern foothills sometime in the early 1970s. This actually happened a couple days ago. I was walking down the street in the dark to meet up with a friend that was walking in my direction, around 8, walking down a major street, and I heard this weird whistling, brushed it off and kept walking, but I could tell it was getting closer. If any of you know what a turbo car sounds like when it starts up, all that air rushing in with a high-pitched squeal, sounded a lot like that. I looked up and there it was, flying across the sky, low and fast, huge. It was somewhat see-through with a clear outline, a triangle with three white dots. My first thought was, holy shit, it looks just like the pictures do in all those documentaries. Looks around as cars pass by, really I have to be ducking alone. No one's ever going to believe me. Not even a minute later I meet up with my friend, asked him if he heard the whistling, he said yeah. I then asked him if he saw it. When he replies with saw what, I already knew he missed it, and would not believe me. I did not go around telling everyone. Other than him, I have not told anyone. I will honestly never forget seeing it. Now when I watch those UFO, I will have a stupid grin on my face. I have two short stories. They are not that interesting, and I do not believe they were UFOs, but the thought crossed my mind at both times. My memory may have distorted the events, but this is how I remember them. I lived in a town about 50 miles north of the Twin Cities. I have family living in the northern suburbs, so my family would frequently visit. Once when I was in middle school, maybe 12 years ago, we were driving back. It was winter, so it was dark at an early hour. I remember watching the stars in the car, and saw something. It looked like a circle. One half had a white-blue light, one half had a red-orange light. The halves were separated, like there was a portion that was unlit, but it was too dark to see it. The second was when I was in high school. It was along the same highway, this time heading to the cities from my hometown. The sun had gone down, but the sky was still bright. The brighter stars were starting to show. I saw three that were in a row, not very close together. They were stationary, and then they slowly rotated around the central star, as if they were one object. Me, a friend, and our girlfriends were hanging out one day watching movies and kicking back. We were only like 14-15. The girls had to go home at about 8. Me and my friend chilled some more, then sneaked outside at about 9:30-10 for more smoke. We were sitting down talking for a bit when we got the feeling we were being watched. Being young, we said we better go inside before my friend's parents catch us. As we went to go back inside, about 20-30 meters away and about 15-20 meters in the air was a brightly glowing oval 10 meters in diameter that just hovered there, emitting the most amazing light I have ever seen. Me and my friends stared awestruck for what felt like eternity. Then when one of us asked the obvious question, "Do you see the two?" which the other responded, "Your I am confused about who asked who what," I was so awestruck, and as if it heard us, it started flying over the paddock slowly, illuminating everything as it flew over the top of it, right over the top of a creek, then zoomed straight away at the most amazing speed I've ever seen. And the way it moved was like, wow, people think human vehicles are cool. It flew to some mountains the distance, where it flew along the top of for a minute, then took off towards the horizon. My friend can verify. Me and the rest of the immediate neighborhood kids, me, my two sisters, girl next door, kids down the street, our usual gang back then were sitting in my front yard. Middle of summer, dark star-filled night sky above us. As I am looking into the sky, I see three single white lights, not very bright, moving across the sky, slowly. There is no sound, and nothing to suggest that it was an aircraft, helicopter, jet, plane, or otherwise. They just kind of moved, slowly, over us, but far enough from the ground that given the low level of light from the sky, discerning the body of the craft was pretty much impossible. This was the mid-90s, in a small southern town. I never saw those lights again, and every once in a while, that memory comes back to me, seemingly at random. Those were the best days of my life, and I pissed them all away. There will never be anything like them again. Chance and circumstance combined and allowed me, for a brief moment, to experience at least for a few years what could only be remembered, decades later, as happiness. I am not sure if this counts as alien abduction, but I had quite a few missing time episodes as a kid. Two incidents really stick out for me as the most memorable. The first was around third grade. My parents worked late, so I spent the time from when school let out until about 6:00 p.m. at an after-school program. The after-school program in theory consisted of the playground and some arts and crafts tables in the cafeteria. In reality, it was mainly letting the kids have free range of the school and the playground until it started getting dark out. The counselors were basically a handful of college students trying to get teaching degrees that were scattered around the school and playground to keep things from going Lord of the Flies. On this particular day, things were a little understaffed. I was sitting on the highest and oldest piece of playground equipment in the playground, and then I was running towards the entrance to the school with all these gashes on my legs. There was also the incident where I apparently attacked another kid without remembering it. It was at a summer camp that was run by a woman who I am pretty sure was also in charge of the after-school program. It had an issue of having way too many kids and not enough counselors. I am talking like 600 kids versus 20 or 30 counselors. They sort of let us loose in the general vicinity of the playground every couple of hours and had a rotating schedule of classes inside to keep us occupied when we were not outside. I am pretty sure this incident happened the summer after I throttled another camper for legitimate reasons associated with the low counselor to camper ratio. So I did not get in trouble, which may have something to do with why I was implicated in the fight. The day of the incident went pretty normally, except I could not remember anything that happened after being let out to recess, aside from suddenly standing under an oak tree watching a bunch of dust get kicked up from a group of girls chasing a boy around. The next day, I as well as said group of girls got pulled aside for harassing the kid, which I had no memory of. Both incidents occurred shortly after being put on my ad meds, so I am not sure if it is a side effect or anything of note. I was in basic training in the Army Infantry in early 2009. It was one of the first times I had worn night vision goggles and I was amazed by the thousands of stars you could see through them. We were on a field training exercise, and I was laying in my hasty fighting position pulling guard at about 1 a.m. in Fort Benning, GA. I was looking up in amazement when I saw what I at first thought was a satellite, because it was moving much faster than the rest of the stars in the sky, and did not have any signal lights on it like a plane or helicopter. It was not visible without night vision. As I was watching this fast-moving object, it stopped abruptly. It changed directions 280 degrees on a dime, then again 90 degrees, and then 45 degrees, then 180 degrees, and then shot up at a 45-degree angle faster than is conceivably possible. These were not slow movements. They were abrupt and quick. I have absolutely no explanation for that other than a UFO. Happened around 3 months ago, Vancouver, Washington. Here is the post if you want to see comments or something. Link. Literally just minutes ago at around 1:40 a.m. I just noticed something out of the ordinary. I was playing video games, window is right by the TV, and as leaned back in my chair I noticed what I swear was a short and quick light streak across the sky and halted in a static position. There are a bunch of trees in my backyard and it just happened to be clear enough to see in its position through the branches. I began to think that it easily could have been a medical helicopter lived by hospital or an airplane, but I still do not know if it was that. Now that I think about it, leaning back into my chair and seeing the streak could have just been an illusion with all of the branches blocking my view, but it seemed to be wider in color and a tad brighter than while it was still. It all caught my attention so well that I literally put no focus into looking at the TV. The object thing was almost like a slight reddish orange, but what is strange is it was twinkling like a star but just seemed off to me because each twinkle was brighter than an ordinary distant star. While I was studying it, I had to keep moving my head around to keep an eye on it because of the branches, possible wind, or clouds in the sky. Whatever this thing was intrigued me enough to get a better viewing angle, so I decided to go outside and walk down the corner of my street where I knew there was a clearing that would not have trees obstructing my vision. The first thing I noticed while I was outside was there was no wind and no clouds in the sky. I tried my hardest to try to fix my eyes on any slight movement, and I do remember seeing subtle movements. I also noticed that the twinkling was whitish in color compared to the actual color of the object, so as far as I am aware, it was not getting smaller or larger, which would define it being a chopper plane. There was a star nearer to compare with, and the differences were that the star looked smaller and more faint. It was not as bright. I tried to take a picture with my phone but it came out terrible, as there are street lights through the whole neighborhood. What is also strange is that when I came back inside and looked through the window, it was no longer visible whatsoever. It sounds to me like this would technically be an unidentified flying object since all other options were not evident. About 6 years ago, I went out with my friends on night to watch the Perseid meteor shower. We headed out to the countryside to visit a park which is considered a dark sky reserve, but we got lost and ended up in corn country. We pulled into a random church parking lot and watched the best meteor shower of my life. You could actually hear some of the meteors burning up in the atmosphere. At one point some white lights appeared over the treetops. My friends asked me what it was. I have my pilot's license and I figured it was just a pilot flying at night with the landing lights on. Out in corn country some people have their own private airstrips. Well, it slowly rose above the trees as it headed straight towards us, and it soon became clear that this was not a farmer's little plane. As it flew directly over us, it had two forward-facing white lights and one downward-facing with a constant red light in the middle. I know from experience that these are not the typical nav light arrangement on aircraft. It also did not have an engine sound. It just sounded like air, like if you turn on a shop vac. Ignore the sound of the motor and put the nozzle to your ear. It was a steady, sucking sound. I have never heard an aircraft sound like that before or since. The thing flew about 150 feet over our heads, so it was close enough to make out it is shaped by the way it blocked out the stars behind it. The best that we could gather was that it was shaped like a stingray. Here is a crudely constructed drawing link. It left as it came, and just flew off into the distance. It did not do any kind of unusual aerobatics that a normal aircraft could not do, but we just watched it in awe as it came and went. It was a truly bizarre experience. I have also experienced missing time. It happened years before the UFO experience. One time when I had gotten home from work, I checked my car's clock in the driveway and then quickly walked into my house. When I got in my house, it was a half hour later. Thinking my car's clock was wrong, I went back to fix it right away so I would not forget, and my car's clock also said it was a half hour later. Definitely not alien. but a UFO all the same. In the late 80s, maybe 88 or 89, I saw a donuts on a string link contrail over in the far north of a Midwestern state. I noticed the contrail in the first place because the aircraft making was moving so much faster than an ordinary jet, like 4 or 5 times faster. I remember asking my grandfather if it might be the space shuttle because it was going so fast. Years later, I learned that there was talk at the time that these contrails were suspected of being characteristic of experimental pulse detonation engine link. DIA.org Wiki Pulse Detonation Engine Aircraft. But no such aircraft have ever been confirmed. If it was not just a regular jet, it might have been an SR-71. I remember this so vividly. I had been walking with a friend at around 9 at night. The area he lives in is not the nicest, so a lot of the road were pitch black with one street light on each corner. Walking, I had a very weird feeling come over me, almost like a warmness mixed with anxiety. I looked over my shoulder and saw a giant white light fall from the sky and disappear behind the mountains. Weird thing is, this thing was huge, like the size of the moon when in winter, but just an orb, like a radiant light. Ever weirder is, it had no tail. Usually falling stars or comets have a tail streak of light as the descent to Earth, but this was just a giant white light almost just gliding across rather than falling. I freaked out, told my friend to run. As we were running, we hear a subtle low vibration type of humming sound. Still trips me out to this day. I cannot explain what I saw. Hell, it could even be a space phenomenon or something. But I live in Arizona, where UFO sightings are more common than usual, so I do not know. Definitely something that will stick with me forever. Those flashing orb lights with strange movements seem to be fairly common. I am glad a lot of other people have seen the same thing, because for years, I thought I was the only one. It would have been when I was 9 during the summer of 1980 on the farm where I grew up in North Carolina. The cows in the pasture behind our house were going nuts and got out of the fence. My dad got in his truck to go round them back up, and I went with him. We rode up to the barn, and when we rounded the bend, we could see this yellowish white orb of light flashing on and off over the trees on the other side of the field. It was bright enough to cause shadows, but not so bright that you could not look at it. We both were just staring at it, kind of not understanding what we were seeing. I asked my dad what it was, and I could tell he was kind of nervous. He said it is a smart cow with a spotlight, which I know now was his way of trying to calm me. We watched it for a few minutes, and then it blinked on one last time and then shot off to the east at an incredible speed. One of our farmhands drove up about that time, and my dad asked him if he had seen it, and said he did. From what I remember, he said, in triangulating it from his point of view about 5 miles away, this thing was fairly close and was just over the edge of the trees across the field. On the way home, I was kind of scared, and I will never forget my dad telling me it was just a light. Light cannot hurt you. Do not tell your mother, because he knew my mother would freak out about it. Decades later, I did ask my mother if she remembered that or if my dad ever said anything, and she said she does have a vague recollection of us coming back the night the cows got out and my dad was acting weird. But that is about it. Unfortunately, my dad was killed in a farming accident a few months later, so I never got the chance to discuss it with him. I am no person to believe in any superstitious shit, but I have a vivid memory from one night. I was driving home from work. I look up in the sky and the moon is ducking red, except that it might not have been the moon. I am not talking about the whole blood moon thing. I mean, there was a ducking red sphere that was low on the horizon when I am sure that the moon wasn't supposed to even be in the sky. I ignored it at first, but as I pulled into my driveway, I see that it's lowered in the sky down to the top of the tree line at this point. So I pull out and drive out to the riverfront where I should be able to see it more. It was gone by the time I got there, but I later found out that the moon was actually in its new moon phase at that point. So I should not have seen any moon at all. It was just a big red planet looking thing that seemed to be moving across the sky at a faster rate than I've ever seen anything before. Still not sure what it could have been to this day. And I don't believe in ghosts or aliens even. It was 1997. I believe that night of the Hale-Bopp comet. I was only 6, so I do not remember any of it. My mom just told me about it just a few years ago. I do remember the lights. I think we were driving to the grocery store, and we usually took a country road. She saw two bright flashing lights approaching her. She figured it must have been a truck, but they got bigger and faster and blinded her. She thought she was just seeing things until the people behind her freaked out and passed her, so she believes they saw it too. The light completely engulfed the car, and my mom blacked out and woke up standing in the middle of the grocery store aisle, holding my hand. She felt really strange, and I guess I was acting strange as well. I did not speak the whole time, not even on the way home. I think I remember coming home and watching the comet. I have 2 UFO sightings, and by a UFO, I mean that literally. I have no clue what they were. All I know is that they were flying and I could not ID them. First one was when I was in 7th grade. Me and my best friend, let us call him Bob, were up late watching Robot Chicken on my laptop and laughing my ass off. Suddenly, we kept having these red and blue lights shine over the laptop screen. We went to the window to look, and in the sky was this ball of light, and it kept shifting from blue to red to orange to yellow to blue. That pattern repeated, and we even tried to use his telescope to see what exactly it was. We could not tell, even with the telescope. Finally, it just sort of drifted off to the left. Have not talked to him about this lately. I will check with him and see what he remembers tomorrow. Second one was much weirder, considering I experienced it with my mom. We were taking the trash out, and it was a clear summer night. I looked up in the sky to see this bright reddish light over the trees, and mentioned something about it being Mars. My mom replied, "That is not Mars. I think that is coming towards us." Sure enough, that light was not flickering, blinking, or anything like a plane helicopter would normally whiz directly overhead. This thing was moving. We just sort of went back inside and locked our doors. Weird stuff. Mine is not too exciting, but I will tell it anyway. I was working at a steel services plant for a while on swing shift and had just put in a 16-hour shift. The walk to the parking lot from the plant is about a half a mile along the side of a large steel mill. It gets pretty dark back there at night, but there is a lot of light pollution. It is in the middle of a large city. A co-worker and I were making the walk just talking, when a big black rectangular thing in the sky caught our eye. We both stopped and watched it for about 5 minutes. It was way too low to be any sort of plane and did not have any light on it. It also had a weird texture that reminded me of solid oil, if that makes any sense. It slowly moved down toward us and stopped mid-air, about 300 feet up or so, then turned and took off in a completely different direction so fast that we lost track of it about 3 seconds later. I tried to talk about it with the co-worker, but he said he didn't want to talk about what he saw. He is very superstitious, and I have the feeling that it freaked him out. I still have no clue what we saw and have tried coming up with an explanation, but can't. And I can say that it was one of the most amazing things that I think I'll ever see. I have two stories to share, so I will try and make them short. In elementary school, I was about 9. A freak hailstorm happened in early spring. Definitely too warm for ice, the size of grapefruits. The ice fell suddenly and almost altogether less than 30 seconds. Afterwards, all the teachers and students went outside like WTF is happening. I look up and in the sky is a giant, pitch black rectangle on a gray sky. Like someone cut a piece of duct tape and taped it to the sky. The rectangle slowly shrank into a solid black line. Both ends of the line then began to recede towards a single point, and suddenly disappeared, leaving a clear blue sky. My mom experienced some time loss. In the army, she was stationed at some base. She got into an argument with a friend, so she left to cool her jets. She was walking across the base, at night, through an unused portion of land. She remembers just walking straight to her bunk, a 15-minute walk. When she arrived at her place, four of her friends, including the one she had argued with, were waiting for her. She was confused because she had just left them behind. Everyone says she was gone for 2 hours and everyone was really worried. She just remembers walking and it did not seem like any extra time had passed. I saw someone else mention will-o-wisps, so I guess I will share probably the only supernatural experience I am 100% sure occurred. I will start off by saying I am a very skeptical person. I am not superstitious or religious and believe almost all supernatural occurrences have explanations. So here it goes. My grandparents have a farm in the small Pennsylvania town of Williamsburg. This farm is about 15 miles on the outskirts of town, and there is only one road that leads only to our farm, so vehicle lights are out of the question. I was 14 years old at the time, laying down in bed at about 1 in the morning. When I look outside, I start to see incredibly bright orb-like objects out in the grass outside, flowing back and forth. Normally, something like that would freak me out, but I just was frozen in bed amazed. This did not last for seconds or minutes, but for an hour and a half. I felt completely safe, and there was an overwhelming feeling that these things were trying to communicate or interact with me, and I felt very safe. I would be lying if I said I did not want to go outside and get even close. I felt like I was drawn in. They eventually dissipated. The only thing that made me feel uneasy is a thought that popped into my head years later. Outside on the grass, there is a fence that separates the fields from the grass near the house. The will-o-wisps were all outside the fence in the field, but none were inside the fence where I was. That made me feel like they could not get inside, as if they were not permitted, and I would have to come to them. This was back in January of 2010. I was driving to work around 5 a.m. The sun had not quite risen yet. The sky was a dark blue and the hills and trees were black against it. As I am driving around a bend, I see something in my peripherals. My first thought was that there was some sort of huge bird on top of the hill I was driving around. As I come around the corner, the object I saw was not sitting on top of the hill, but was sitting motionless in the sky behind it. The craft was completely dark and roughly rectangular in shape. As it dawned on me that there was nothing holding this object up and that this was most likely not a human invention, its sides shrunk in and it disappeared. The best way I can describe describe it as if you took a playing card and held it at arm's length, facing you, and then slowly turned it so that the thinnest edge of the card now faces you. That would be really close to how it disappeared. A playing card at arm's length is also about how large it looked from my perspective. I have no doubt I saw something extraterrestrial that day. I am a bit late to the party here, but I have a couple of stories to tell. I am 16, and in 10th grade for time reference. The first one was when I was around 8-10, and I was in a car on my way to my grandparents' lake house. At one point, I look out the side and there is an orange ball, about 2 miles away. It hovers for a second after I saw it, then zoomed away in an instant. I only saw it for like 3 seconds since we were moving, but I saw it. The second story is more recent. I was in 7th grade, and I was hanging out with my friend Jack. At one point we decide to go to my other friend's house to chill there. We got there at around 2 p.m. We spend like what felt like an hour and a half watching videos and playing Battlefield. I then check the time, and it is 7 p.m. I quickly rush home to my parents, who are scared shitless, wondering why I was gone for so long. To this day I cannot explain why, but this happened. On Halloween late at night, I was coming home from trick-or-treating and happened to look up at the sky. I saw what looked like a shooting star zoom across the sky very quickly, then divert its path a little bit, like it swerved out the way of something. My parents and everyone I told said it must have been my imagination or a satellite. Satellites do not move that quickly, though, and it definitely was not my imagination. Another time is when I was staying with family in Darling, South Africa. It is a fairly rural place where you can see the stars very clearly. The night was completely clear and cloudless, and I decided to do some stargazing. Out of nowhere, I saw a bright circular light appear and disappear, like if someone had shone a bright spotlight on the cloud, moving it quickly in one direction then turning it off. It looked like it had vanished into the night sky. Both of these were in South Africa. I am not the greatest writer, and I know these may sound silly, but I know what I saw and it has confused me ever since. In the mid-90s I was working at a casino in Red Wing, Minnesota. I work's graveyard shift. I was driving in at about 10:30 or so and I saw what I thought was a helicopter. It was a blinking green light flying a few miles ahead of me. I immediately thought it was a police helicopter and expected a speed trap or accident or something happening up ahead. I paid attention to my speed and watched the road and kept driving. Soon I noticed there was a bright light flashing that was lighting up the inside of my car. It was this helicopter. Were they shining the spotlight on me? But it was a green light. Then the light started blinking faster and faster, and it was so bright it was painful to look at. It flashed so quickly it was just like a strobe light, when suddenly a solid green light made a loop then shot off. It was so fast, the light seemed to stay there for a second. I was psyched after that. I was searching the sky after that. Then I noticed very far ahead were two lights that seemed to be dancing in the sky. They both disappeared before I got anywhere near them. When I got to work, I told this to several of my co-workers. They told me to talk to a gal in one of the other departments. She had a very interesting experience that included lost time and distance. Her theory was that the UFOs were in the area because the casino is located near a nuclear power plant. This was on New Year's 2014. As tradition at my grandmother's house, we go outside to see fireworks after the countdown. Everyone is outside, roughly 20 people. We see fireworks in all directions until we see something coming from left side in the sky. It was orange lights. We are all wondering how they are doing that and then brush it off as jets. Until they start coming more frequently, by this time there had been 5 orange lights that just streaked across the sky very slowly. Then a triangular shape of orange lights appeared with 3 on each side. Then another with 4. And then another with a lot, probably it or so. And this one just looked like it laid 2, because 2 of them just came out from the bottom of the triangle. Everyone was in awe. The people from the apartments were yelling, my grandmother was praying, kids were crying, and I was thinking it was going to be like War of the Worlds. Anyway, they end up flying all by, but 2 stuck around, then 1 just vanished. Keep in mind we tried recording, but the iPhone S just showed the night sky and nothing more. Stupid 4gen. Well, the one that did stick around kept moving up and down over a tree until that one just moved forward, sped up and was gone. Choose to believe me or not, but when 20 people see the same thing, it sticks with you. The town I grew up and still live in has a little league field where people have heard strange noises, footsteps, and seen weird formation lights like those mentioned in some other stories on here. My fiancé boyfriend at the time and I were there one night in late August, sitting on a bench smoking a joint. The moon was almost full and brilliantly bright. We saw someone walk out of the woods across the field and tried to figure out who it was, thinking it was probably one of our friends. We called out, hey, John, a couple times, but no reply, so we look a little closer and think, oh, maybe that is Tom. Called to Tom a few times and still no answer. This guy is walking towards us outside the fence and we are inside the fence. We got up to see who this was, because we know most people in town and they would answer us back. We get a little closer and this person is around 5 feet 6 or so. Looks like they are wearing khaki shorts and a white hoodie. They had the hood up but the moon was shining on their face and it was the weirdest face I have ever seen. Like a bird and a human and then another layer of something else I have not seen before or since. The eyes were large and sunken into deep sockets so they appeared to be black pools. The nose was long, hooked downwards, and sharp, like a beak. The face narrowed at the chin and the mouth seemed very small. We were now about 3 yards away, right across from each other. My fiancé took a few steps closer but I was completely frozen. The creature was staring right at us and then it was not. Exactly where this thing had been standing was a picket sign, like a rectangle of wood atop a wooden stake, leaning against the fence. We both did a double take, asked each other if there had ever been a sign there that we had just forgotten about. But with just hand gestures, we were too tripped out to talk. We had to go through a path in the woods to get back to our car and linked arms so we were back to back running through the woods. Could not talk until we had driven about 5 minutes and felt a little distance. I do not know what it was except strange and unexplainable. When I was a sophomore in high school, age 15, I remember laying in bed and awakening one night just because so I laid there trying to fall asleep. I mostly lay on my left side because I like facing my window. Well, as I am laying I see this fairly bright white light headlight bright hovering above the pine trees past my front yard. I did say a pro multiply 30-40 yards away with the trees being about 50 plus time bad at estimating tree size so if you live in the south you can visualize the average tall pines well. Well, I saw that a light I thought hum that is interesting so I get up and go to my window and peek out. Mind you, by the time I got there about 20 seconds has passed. As soon as I peeked through the blinds this light hovered towards my house and just went over and passed by. I thought it was a helicopter so I went to bed. Next morning I kept thinking about it and realized I never heard the rotors. Also the movement of the light was so fluid, not like a chopper. At that moment in class I realized what I just saw. I do not particularly believe it was aliens or anything but it certainly is interesting. Maybe advanced human technology. I live in Ghana, the closest military fort is Benin so it could have been them but I attest. Here is the cliffhanger. I told my dad the story about 2 years later and he said almost an identical situation happened to him when he was younger. His childhood home is not even 5 minutes from me. It was around 7 or 8 in the morning. Me a few friends had been out clubbing at Ministry of Sound in London. Fair to say we was all high as anything. We get a cab back to our area exit near a field. Everyone left whilst me a friend decided to smoke a joint to help us sleep. Then all of a sudden this bright orange ball of light just appeared out of nowhere. This orb of light was not moving or making any noise. Then all of a sudden it started doing some crazy maneuvers which to my belief was extraterrestrial like. Either we was tripping balls or we truly see a UFO. We do not talk about it to be fair as it kind of creeps us out. I will never know what the hell that thing was. My town is not known for any type of sightings of this kind. Cool thing to see though. Might be late to the party but mine takes place in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on September 23, 2009 at about 9:30 p.m. ish. I worked at a hotel outside of Pittsburgh. It sits atop a hill near a highway. You get a great view of the surrounding area, and can see downtown if you look correctly. Was sitting outside smoking with two co-workers, a dude my age and an older lady late 50s. The sky was clear and stars were shining. We were sitting at a round patio table that was set up near the employee entrance. I was sitting next to this dude, and the older lady was sitting on the opposite side of the table, over her shoulder but high up and far away. My co-worker and I see this light appear in the sky. The only way I can describe it is headlights from a car shining in the opposite direction. I mean the diffused light when you shine lights in fog, or like light escaping from a door that had just been opened. It started real dim at first, then got brighter, lasted for about 5 minutes then dimmed out again and was gone. It never moved from the same spot in the sky and I never say it again. Also I should point out I could not see anything that would be the source. No black silhouette or anything. Since I was young, I have had a bizarre fascination with aliens when I was a young kid. It was practically to the point of obsession. The idea of being abducted by otherworldly beings and being whisked far away from this rock and its bickering inhabitants is one I have always found appealing. So, have I ever been abducted by intergalactic superintelligences and taken to explore the farthest reaches of both the universe and the human mind? No, I have not. Although I do have a mildly interesting story about a relative of mine. My dad recalled an occasion where his uncle, who is now dead, was with a friend, relative. Been a while since I heard this, walking alone. When they witnessed a great ball of light zooming through the air, and apparently heard something sounding like weird speech emanating from it. My dad asked his uncle about this some time later, and his uncle just sat there, sipping his tea. Not one word was spoken about the event, and as far as I know, he never mentioned it for the rest of his days. He was a Catholic priest, so one could only wonder what the experience would have done to his faith. Well, it happened when I was 11. I was sledding with my friends in a field by their house. I live in rural Nova Scotia, so the field is surrounded by trees. Not too thick but not too thin either. Around 11:00 p.m. sledding in the dark is fun. We saw what looked like a really bright star just above the tree line. We did not pay attention until one of my friends said, "What the heck? It is moving." We all looked, and she was right. It was moving perpendicular to the trees. Another one of my friends, the oldest one, said it was probably a helicopter or something. A few seconds later it got brighter and started zigzagging all across the sky. Then the light went out. Around 15 minutes later we did not have anything that could show us the time. So I am just estimating we heard shuffling in the woods and I pointed my flashlight at it. We saw something with brown fur quickly move before it got out of the beam of my flashlight. We thought it was a coyote because they were pretty common around here back then. But they have mostly died from mange and hunters now. Because of that, we decided to run back to the house. There is two ways to go back. The long way, which is in the open away from the trees, or the short way, which is a trail through the woods. My three friends took the long way, but because I thought that the short way was always superior no matter what, I went through it by myself. When I was running through faster than I have probably ever ran before, I saw a blur of the fur like we saw before, maybe 10 feet into the woods. Behind quite a distance, I saw really bright bluish-white light, mostly blocked by the trees. I got out of the woods, and looking back for a split second I shone my light and saw three sets of small shining eyes, and they looked nothing like the eye shine of coyotes. When I got back, my friends were already screaming and crying because they saw the light too. Their father also saw it. We talked about it, and when I got home I told my dad and he decided to go out there with his spotlight hand camera to look around. In the snow in the field, he saw snow drifts which looked like what you had see if somebody took a giant fan and placed it facing towards the snow. Around that area, he saw three sets of paw prints with five very long toes. He did take pictures, but sadly I do not have them anymore. Here goes. Visiting Tucson with a friend one year around 1990, I get introduced to a woman that would later become a spiritual teacher, also later to learn she had full contact. The girl I was with was already studying under her and she wanted me to meet her and takes me to Tucson. We meet, had a great conversation and asks if we want to go UFO hunting. We said hell yeah, so we go. We pack up in a couple of cars with us and a bunch of her students, and drive south to Green Valley. About halfway to Sierra Vista, a friend of hers was building a house and it was fairly remote, up on a hill, and had a great view of the sky. Through the course of the evening, we saw orbs all colors, some pulsing, some crisscrossing the sky, making incredible turns, etc. Certain constellations had parts of them blotted out so you could not see certain points in the sky. All kinds of phenomenon. It gets to be about 2 a.m. and everyone was getting tired, so we start packing up. The lady that brought us all down there said, "Let's just wait a few more minutes." Straight out of the west, a very bright electric amber hue light turns on. It's almost equal to our sight as we were on a hill and it was approaching from across a valley. The light got so bright you could not see anything else around it. It suddenly softened and a horizontal fan-shaped laser went past us from left to right. Scanner maybe. It went dark and you could see its shape. This thing was enormous. Not saucer-shaped but like one of those old Gillette razors. Kind of rectangle and the size of my three-story apt building I live in now. At that point it was less than a football field away and moving toward us. Two searchlights came on underneath it and it lit the craft up. Got a good look. The searchlights were amber as well. Inside the searchlights there were thin curly laser beams moving around as well. It goes dark again and veers off and disappears. Behind a higher hill to our left, we all just stood there in silence. For a while, I finally asked, "Where did it go?" She said mine and others' defenses went way up so they turned and left, and that they won't do anything to intentionally scare you. When your defenses go up like that, it's to them like waving a flag. By the way, the UFO Congress was in Phoenix that year. So that's the story, and there is a lot more to it, but that's the basics. Last year I was in a cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains that me and some friends had rented, and we saw this weird orange light in the sky. The light was not moving or blinking, twinkling at all. The only explanation I could think of was that it was a planet. I thought it was probably Venus in the night sky, which I have seen a few times before, and eventually we all agreed on that. About 15 minutes later, one of my friends who was still looking over at the sky every couple minutes jumped off the couch, ran outside and shouted to us that it was moving. We all went out on the back porch and sure enough it was moving directly upward, and then after about 20 seconds of it slowly going up it just vanished. I do not mean that it went so high that we lost vision. It actually just faded away. We stayed out for 10 minutes keeping our eyes on the sky, and then it just appeared out of nowhere not too far from where it once was. It kinda just sat there in the sky for about 10 minutes and then it started going up and disappeared once again. We all hung out on the porch for about an hour looking at the night sky, but there was no sign of that orange light. It was nowhere to be seen. We were all pretty silent. I guess it left us speechless. Eventually one of my friends just let out the elephant in the room. I will never forget the somber tone in which he said it. "Guys, I think we just saw a UFO. No one was in disagreement. We were all out of ideas for normal explanations of what we saw that night. We felt pretty on edge after the whole thing. It left us all with a weird feeling. No one was talking that much and we all went to sleep shortly after. Anyways, there was no doubt in my mind that what we saw was of this world. And I am a bit of a skeptic about UFOs. I do not doubt that there is E.T. life. I am just not sure if it has visited us, but after that night I am thinking that we have been visited. I have had at least 5 sightings, been trying to organize all my sightings in order for you guys. Alas, I am an awful recounter because my ADD makes me wander in the middle of thoughts. So it is probably best if you guys just ask questions. No photos, as I had shitty ass Nokia phones for the last few sightings, but I just got this sweet ass Galaxy. Hopefully, I will never miss another dunking chance. First and most impressive sighting was Thanksgiving 1992-93. I was on the 80s freeway between San Diego and Yuma. I know we were driving for a while, but I am not exactly sure as I had completely zoned out into my Game Boy and was putting in work on Boxel. I was about 6 at the time, in the back seat, while my aunt and grandma were in the front of the car chatting. I decide to take a break and lay on my back to stretch my cramped legs. That is when I saw it. In the clearest, most beautiful and cloudless sky, was a single platinum ball, silently floating, then vanishing, only to find it hovering in an entirely different part of the sky. No acceleration or deceleration was observable, simply a solid ball or disc 1 second. Then it was became a straight line, and then it was a solid object again at end of the line, not as a transformation, but as a visual description of how fast this shit was. I asked my aunt, Miratia, Kase Sabalita, Auntie, what's that little ball called? She sadly ignored me with nope wait oh, bibi, estoy manejando, sorry little one. Not right now, I am driving. Science minded little me just assumed it was some awesome human tech I had not yet learned about. Edit: first sighting looked like this leg. When I was about 13, I woke up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. My bedroom was downstairs then. This was before we had the extension built. My parents and my sister's room were upstairs. Mine was meant to be a small office type room at the front of the house, facing the main road we live on. I came back from the bathroom and noticed weird lights flashing through the blinds. I just carried on getting back into bed, thinking an ambulance or police car must have rocked up while I was in the bathroom. But when I looked properly and woke up a bit, I realized they were red and green colors, not blue. Then I saw the shadows of strange figures walking past the window. Their shadows were being projected onto the blinds. Something about the movements made it feel like they were moving pretty purposefully. That is pretty much all I remember. I did not actually think much of it at the time. It was only as I got older and obsessed with UFO stuff that I started to wonder about this. It is probably nothing, but it sticks out in my mind quite clearly. Edit: a recent experience, 24th of February 2016 to be exact. Moving towards London, we do not live far from the city. My dad had just got home from work and he called me outside onto the driveway to take a look at something. He pointed at the sky and we saw this very bright shape moving silently through the sky. The sun was just setting and it seemed like this object had the sunlight reflecting off it. It was definitely metal. Dad said he thought at first it was an advertising balloon type thing, but the more we looked, it became clear it was a cigar shape, but could have also been a disc laying on its side. It had a weird trail behind it, almost like a vapor, but not like this sort our planes give out. It kind of looked like a jet plane shape, but as if the plane's nose propellers were pointing towards the ground. It was huge, but I have no idea how high up it was. It was quite hard to tell. It was shining so brightly, moved at a fair old lit too. I don't know if I was abducted, but this is a weird experience I went through that I cannot explain. I think I was 6 or 7 and I had trouble falling asleep at night, because I was extremely terrified of sleeping by myself in my room. My mom and dad would try to comfort me and get me to suck it up and say everything was fine. I would literally beg to sleep in their room with them, but they just would not allow it, and I thought it was not fair because they let my little brother sleep with them, so why not me? I do not think my mom seemed to mind. It was just my dad that constantly tried comforting me and telling me to be brave girl and sleep in my room for him. I would just cry and plead and for him to stay longer or take me with him. Then I did realize he was not gonna give in, so I would tell me to ATL East, keep the door open, and he would, but barely. And whenever I did check a few minutes later, the door would be fully closed, and I did want to get up and open it, but outside of my room was the hallway. It creeped me out so much. I would spend each night looking at my door to hallway, and sometimes I did think I did hear footsteps, but that was probably my mind playing tricks on me. And it was hell when I did have to use the bathroom because it was down the hallway. It would take all of my courage to toughen up and just go down that hallway to the bathroom. Then I had to gather up enough courage to leave the bathroom. Sometimes I did stay in the bathroom for hours as I remember. Then I did finally just close my eyes and cover my ears and walk towards my room. I was in torment every night. I never slept. I would cry throughout the night silently, and I would be so exhausted, but I did refuse to sleep until I knew the sun was coming up. Because the light was comforting and nothing would ever happen to me during the day. Monsters don't come out during the day. Well, let me get to the point though, lol. This one night, I was doing the usual, you know, just laying there crying and waiting for the sun to hurry up and being afraid to see something in the hallway or my room. I noticed this bright light coming through my window. My bed was right next to my window. The window was on my left side, and this light kept getting brighter and brighter and brighter. The light was so bright that it looked like as it was morning, and I was looking around my room in amazement, and I just thought the light was so beautiful and it was so comforting, and I was not even afraid. I was loving it, and I felt so relieved, and I remember not wanting it to go away. And the weird part was that the blinds to the window were moving, and no, my window was not open. It was shut closed. There was bright light and air coming through my window, and the blinds were just going crazy, making noises as if it was a windy day. It went on like this for probably 30 seconds. Then the light just slowly faded away, and I was left in pure shock, and I was wondering what it was. Something about it felt familiar, warm. I could not quite put my finger on it. I went to look out the window to see if it was a car or pull into my house and come all the way up to my window instead of the driveway, and that doesn't explain the wind coming through my window. I don't know how to explain it. I didn't even tell my parents about it. It's like not like they would believe me or care. I am just a little girl with a wild imagination that keeps me up at night. Against my better judgment, I am posting this. My girlfriend woke me up one night, asking me what this light was coming in our window. I told her it was probably just the moon. It looked like a mist coming through the window, and light coming out of the mist. I looked down at my right hand, near where people press the acupressure point for headaches, but closer to my wrist, and there is a circle of bright white light, about the size of a dime. I am unable to move from the neck down until the light went away. We have also had many instances of missing time, in addition to multiple UFO sightings. On a different occasion, at a lake called Skookum Lake, a friend of mine and I kept seeing UFOs right above the lake in the sky. We had a really bright flashlight. We were flashing signals at it. It was flashing them back. He looked at it through binoculars and said it looked like a giant pyramid with hieroglyphics on it. His daughter, who was I think 3 or 4 at the time, was asleep in the tent near us. She did not witness any of the lights. All three of us are covered in mosquito bites. A couple weeks later, his daughter tells him my mosquito bites are all better, but my owies from the stars still hurt. There is more to tell, but I do not want to be typing all night. I did love to be a skeptic on this subject, but my experiences just do not allow for that. Every time I start to convince myself it is not real, I experience something else strange. I was 18, living in Texas, just graduated high school. It was a summer night, July I believe. I had just been out with some friends, but came home around 1 a.m. No one was awake. I tiptoed into my room and hopped into bed still wearing my clothes. I closed my eyes for what felt like a second, and then I heard my door creak. I thought for sure my mother was going to barge in asking about why I was home so late. Before I could say anything, my body was paralyzed. I could not speak or move. I was scared and incredibly angry. My eyes were the only thing I could move. I glanced around the room while laying stuck facing up towards the ceiling in my bed. While I could hear the door creak all the way open, some sort of figure was walking towards me. My chest felt incredibly heavy, like someone was standing on me. I tried to see the movement in the room, but I was helpless. I sat there paralyzed for what felt like an eternity. A stubby odd-looking hand pressed against my right cheek, and instantly I was awake, and it was 10 a.m. I jumped out of bed and immediately ran for my parents' bedroom. I told everyone what had happened, and was quickly written off as an odd dream. I could not help but feel like this was reality. My uncle, who's a big UFO conspiracy guy, told me to check out sleep paralysis. A whole can of worms opened up that day. I had not thought of it at the time, but a week later I noticed a weird mark on my lower back. It was like a hole or a dip in my skin. I have had sleep paralysis since this first event, also with very odd occurrences. I have also done hypnosis regression therapy and found out about a lot of missing time. My sleep paralysis is almost on a cycle. I can almost predict when I will have it next. Sometimes I see shadowy figures or things going through my wall, but the first time was just pure terror. I have learned how to get out of the paralysis now, so it does not bother me much, but I still have it on a quarterly basis. My grandfather also had similar experiences. I was finally able to get something out of him after years. He told me of a similar mark he had for a while once. I will have to try and find his x-ray. But my grandfather eventually did meet with a specialist in California who removes foreign alien objects from people. You could clearly see something in his back. He refused to do surgery, says it will stay there till he dies. I have yet to get an x-ray. I wonder if something genetically is going on. I did trade anything to be normal. I do not talk about it much, and have told only a select few. All were close friends. Anyway, I have seen two UFOs both in King County, WA State. Back in 2012, I woke up, looked at this one thingy. I probably should draw it out eventually, cause I could not get a picture. I assumed it would be there in the morning. It stayed in one place. I got my phone. It left by then. The second time was in a near location. Not long after, a huge aircraft of some sorts was flying overhead. It was moving in and out of cloud, traveling north. I think these are military aircrafts. I do not believe in aliens, and I wish everyone on Earth saw what I saw. Then we could all buy, psyched about the cool new technology together. It was awesome. It sorta looked like something out of Halo. Anytime I talked about it, people say, "So you seen aliens?" I have not. And I do not believe aliens exist. I think we are literally the only inhabitants of this or any universe. I have no reason to believe aliens exist, but UFO exists for sure. P.S. If you ever see one, do not report it. P.S. I was 17 the first time, 18 the second time, am 21. Dono is that matter. So where do you think the UFO came from? Government projects. I am sure we have technology that the public does not know about. For the safety of the country, when things cool down and the world starts becoming more united, whether that occurs through a world war or something, I think these things will come out and we can finally have cool stuff. Granted, most people will be dead. I have no idea why it would be flying over med-sized cities at night, but then again, I never said I had the answers or questions. I saw something resembling a flying saucer, then the halo-looking ship, and this is my assumption. It was about 5 p.m. on a Sunday summer of 2009. I was walking my dog through the local lake woods. I heard a very high-pitched whistling noise from above, and all of a sudden a beam of bright light shot onto me from what looked like a large silver disc hovering above me. Next thing I know, I am in a large silver room with silver human-shaped things. We crack open a few beers and have a chat about all sorts of random stuff. A day later they dropped me back off, and it seemed like only an hour had passed. I know it sounds crazy, but this definitely happened. I tried to figure out for ages why this happened to me, and I even tried repeating everything I'd done that day that may have attracted them to me. Right from the socks I wore that day to the magic mushrooms I took before I left my house. Thanks for watching. Don't leave before leaving a like to this video. Also hit the subscribe button to support my work. And as always, have a horrific nightmare, my dear.